It's Monday, October 4th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tired of disruption of work? Why you shouldn't be. Microsoft launch day is tomorrow, but does anyone know? And search and seizure laws in play. This is the Business of Tech. I loved this lead on a Tech Republic article. You may be tired of reading about the Great Resignation and tempted to dismiss this dynamic in the workforce. The bad news is that this isn't a short-term trend. Three new studies show that burnout is real and workers are acting on their unhappiness. Here's a sampling across that data set. 23% left without a new job to go to. 40% who had a new job chose it because of the ability to work remotely. 24% left because the new job offered flexibility in working hours. 22% felt more comfortable disclosing a mental health condition with their new employer. 4 in 10 people have not taken a sick day since they began remote work. 41% are working more hours to avoid giving the impression of slacking off. And 18% are worried that in-person workers are getting more opportunities. Of course, let's couple that with some other perspective. Owners. More than one-third of small business owners said they'd fire remote workers who don't return post-pandemic. More than two-thirds consider remote workers more replaceable, according to a Society for Human Resources Management survey. And will AI take away jobs? Rain looked at sentiments around AI and found that U.S. AI-related positions increased 21% in the last decade, and the average salary surged 27% during this time. Overall, 54% of respondents were very or moderately concerned about AI negatively disrupting their job across all industries. 36% of respondents believed AI will decrease the total number of positions. Education matters on that perspective. Those with a bachelor's degree were more than twice as likely to believe that AI will create more jobs in the future. Now, why do we care? You might be tired of these. Tough. This isn't a short-term thing. There's some real disruption going on here. It's often difficult to address these in an emotional terms that they require. Employees are making decisions about their lives after the emotional trauma of lockdown. This is not a pure business problem. I'll offer that those business owners drawing entirely on experiences of the past will be the ones who struggle in the future. Those that adapt will find ways to thrive. But there isn't a single answer to this problem. Businesses will find new creative options for employees and will likely partner with them in designing the work style of the future. Because that AI impact is there too. My take on that is that this is all transformational rather than destructive. It's just the transformation may have collateral damage for those who don't plan. Tomorrow is launch day for Microsoft. Office 2021 launches and final pricing was announced. Quoting The Verge, Office Home and Student 2021 will be priced at $149.99 and include Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, and Microsoft Teams for PC and Mac. Office Home and Business 2021 is priced at $249.99 and will include everything in the home version and Outlook for PC and Mac, alongside the rights to use all of the Office apps for business purposes. Windows 11 also launches tomorrow, but in a survey from Savings.com, only 38% of the more than 1,000 Windows users surveyed even knew Windows 11 was happening at all. Why do we care? Well, tactically, this all matters because tomorrow's the big day. Let's dwell more on that awareness data. I don't think this is pent-up demand, and that will be important. If you're depending on Microsoft alone for your awareness, I think you'll be sorely disappointed. That's not to say there aren't upgrade reasons. Windows 11 alone, just likely, isn't it? In a ruling last week on digital rights, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals confirmed that the police need to get a warrant before they can open email attachments. This is even true if a third party's automated system has flagged the attachments as potentially illegal. There's a twist here. The defendant was charged in both federal and California state court, and the California Court of Appeal came to the opposite decision. And to make this more complicated, there's a related case in Minnesota's Supreme Court around the expectation of privacy within a company's terms of service and how it impacts Fourth Amendment protections. Link to the Electronic Frontier Foundation for their statement on these cases. Why do we care? Privacy in the U.S. is managed by search and seizure laws more than just about anything, so the way these laws are interpreted is important. This isn't fully fleshed out case law. While it won't be fixed overnight, tracking it to conclusion is why we care. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. My other show, Killing It, is coming live October 20th. Find out more at killingitlive.com, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.